October 10th, 2014, February 13th, 2015. Between those two dates, Bemidji State didn't win a single road game. They had 12 chances to win one, but the best that they could muster was a tie. Last week, Bemidji State traveled an untraveled road. They won a road game. They followed that up with another, a road sweep, catching Northern Michigan for the last home ice spot in the playoffs. The scoreboard last Saturday said 5-1 Beavers. Anyone who was there, or who listened to the game on the radio, knew it wasn't a four-goal type of game.
It was a weird game. It was not a 5-1 game. You know it, and I know it. They actually outplayed us for most of the game. And hockey's a weird game.
Headed to the second scoreless, Bemidji State scored three times on just four shots.
Kyle Bauman for the Beavers puts it back onto the stick of Brett Beauvais. Long pass through the neutral zone to Phil Brewer. Stolen away by Klimek. Bauman, though, holds blue line right with a drive. Klimek knocks it down with a shot. They score! Phil Brewer standing there. Rink wide left wall now for Corey Ward. He'll backhand it down low. Beavers keep the puck alive. Charlie O'Connor in the left circle. Feeds it now for Harms. Harms shoots. Scores! Brandon Harms goes about halfway up the pipe stick side, and Bemidji State has scored three quick goals, leads 3-0.
Catching Northern Michigan for the last home ice spot is great, but it won't mean much of anything if they don't keep winning this weekend.
Well, exactly. It was good timing. It was good timing for this, and we needed it, and our backs were against the wall, and it's a situation now where the ball's in our court and we control our destiny, and that's, I think, all you can ask for as a team.
3 weeks to go in the regular season. Your Bemidji State Beavers try to improve on their 7-4-2 mark at home. If they do that, they'll improve their chances to play at home in the playoffs for the first time in the WCHA. Untraveled roads get traveled next on the Bonusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network.